Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, is taking steps to smooth his way for his re-election on Saturday. In his 8 years in power, Musharraf has held two jobs, head of the army and head of the country. But now he's named a successor as army chief, a role he's promised to surrender. And he's also renewing his attempts to do a power-sharing deal with former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, although Bhutto said today those negotiations are stalled. We go now to NPR's Philip Reeves. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the new army chief. Who is this man, and what does this mean?
He's General Ashfaq Kiani. For the last couple of years, he's been in charge of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. He's very close to Musharraf. Musharraf evidently trusts him. One sign of that is that Musharraf chose him to lead the investigation into two assassination attempts against him a few years back. For now, he's made him the vice chief of army staff, but Musharraf says that Kiani will get the top job when he, Musharraf, steps down.
So he has promised to surrender this job, Musharraf, but the man he's put in charge is very, very close to him. So what does that mean?
Well, it was inevitable that Musharraf would choose someone who he trusted for the job of Army Chief of Staff. There have in Pakistan's history been a number of cases where the Army Chief, most powerful job in the country, has deposed civilian presidents. Musharraf appears to be transitioning genuinely now towards becoming a civilian president, and therefore he is going to want someone in that job who he really trusts.
Let's talk a little bit about former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. I assume she is coming back to be some sort of opposition figure. How are those negotiations going? She said today that they were stalled. What does that mean?
Well, she's not coming back to be an opposition figure if Musharraf has his way. He would like to do a power-sharing deal with her, and she has shown a willingness and interest in that too. Yesterday, it was all optimism on that front. The government had ministers saying that they'd agreed in principle to introduce an amnesty, the effect of which would be to drop corruption charges in Pakistan, which are outstanding against Bhutto. They were talking optimistically about the talks being on again. Today, in London, Bhutto has suddenly said that those talks are in fact totally stalled, and that the reports that there'll be an amnesty on corruption charges against her were in fact the result of government disinformation. What we're watching here, though, Deb, is a bargaining process. It's going down to the wire. Musharraf would like Bhutto's party to support him in Saturday's elections because he thinks it would help give those elections legitimacy.
Now, the Bush administration has applied some pressure to Pervez Musharraf to open his country, reform his country. You have two issues now on the table. One is that he's replacing himself as the head of the army, and two, he's in negotiations with the former prime minister. Does this satisfy what Washington is asking for?
Well, Washington would like the right army chief of staff, and by that I mean the right man in their eyes. They do like Kiani. He's done a stint at the U.S. Commander General Staff College in Kansas. He knows his American counterparts well, and he's said to have good working relationships with them. I mean, it's a very important job from the U.S.'s point of view, not least because of Washington's close ties with Pakistan's military in trying to crush al-Qaeda. On the transition towards a more democratic system in Pakistan, I think the U.S. is going to be watching that with interest. They would like Musharraf to remain as a pivotal figure in the power structure in that country, but they also know that to do that, he probably has to share power, and Bhutto appears to be the person they'd like him to share it with.
Thanks very much. NPR's Phil Reeves speaking to us this morning from New Delhi.